Hello and welcome back to SearchContentManagement.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today we're continuing our conversation with Sean Schell, Vice President at Hitachi Consulting, on upcoming trends that we can expect in 2015 in the enterprise content management market. So I think you're almost starting to allude to the third thing we talked a little bit about offline, which is the need for vendors to kind of make some adjustments in how they do things given this increasing commoditization of the feature set out there in enterprise content management. So can you talk a little bit about that what you think that means in the coming year?
Yeah, I think in the coming year, and this is not new necessarily for 2015, it's certainly a trend that's ongoing and developing, and that is in the ECM space in particular, there are just services that have become commoditized. The recent example of media streaming services, both from Amazon, Microsoft, Google, large file storage capacities, and being able to maintain files for a long period of time and cheap storage. These are simple examples, too, in particular, of what we used to maybe associate with more ECM monolithic solutions. But in some cases, we don't need an entire monolithic solution. We don't need the sledgehammer. We simply need something really specific. I need to be able to stream media files to clients. I need to be able to do that cost-effectively. I need to be able to do that across a couple of different bit rates for different devices and different network speeds. I just need that. I don't need, for example, an entire digital asset management solution. Maybe I have some of that for other needs or other use cases, but I just need to store media files and stream them, and that one feature of potentially a more traditional DAM, I don't need anymore. And cloud vendors have kind of adopted that, grabbed that one feature, broken it out, and provided it to me for a very, very economically attractive approach.
So now my next question and the next theme we wanted to talk about is, you know, there's this massive proliferation of file formats out there. And what does that mean for the long term in terms of storage? And so how does that translate into a trend for this year?
Well, I mean, I think interestingly, there's a number of dimensions here. And one of them is, to your point, there's lots of file formats out there. I think we're reducing the number of formats sort of in the wild, as it were. But it really is kind of like the analogy of the 5 1/4 inch floppy. Who's got one of those anymore? This is a well-worn analogy, in fact. Once upon a time, that's where we stored files. That's where I kind of backed up my computer. Over time, we transitioned all of that data to something else that was more modern. But now, as organizations in some cases have to keep content for 50, 60, 70 years, combined with the fact that we're very definitively moving to a cloud format, and we need to control better who has access to that, it may be the case that we begin to look at reduced number of file formats we support and that we work out some effective mechanism for persisting that content for very long periods of time, that really long-running transaction. 90 years from now, I need to go back and find that content, be able to open up the files in which that content is stored and be able to use it in the context of some, you know, recent event. And I believe in 2015 we'll begin to see, if not real solutions, or at least the start of some of that discussion happening in earnest with these cloud vendors, with ECM vendors, and with customers. But how do we really accomplish that?
And so now the last trend that I want to talk about with you is, you know, it's mobile devices have just changed the landscape in so many different ways. And I've talked with many contributors about this from the application side of things, also the device side of things, that information management. And you started to talk about the importance of device security in the beginning of this podcast. So what do you see as an important trend there for next year?
Well, I think we've all finally woken up to the idea that there really isn't one unified trend for how these mobile devices are connecting into enterprise networks. And it's both from a commercial entity and how their employees are interacting with their systems to preserve their content and what devices you're using to get that done. It also kind of morphs into the support public-private health information and what physicians are exchanging with whom and how patients get access to that and where that data ends up. And what we're seeing now is a trend where companies like Microsoft, like IBM, there's a company called AirWatch, are producing tools that would allow enterprises to better manage non-owned assets, meaning the employee brings their phone or their tablet into work and they begin to use it to complete enterprise tasks rather than personal tasks. How do we clearly segregate enterprise content, health content that perhaps isn't owned by the employee, or other sensitive data from the data that they might manage on their own about their own personal lives? And once that employee leaves the employ of an enterprise, what happens to the data? How do we control it? Or, as happens somewhat frequently, I leave my phone in the back of the cab or it gets stolen. What happens to that content? How can we more effectively control it? I think that conversation is going to happen more frequently. I think we're going to see many more solutions and some real specific best practices emerge where everybody's going to begin to agree this is how you do things.
Right. So that, and that's another important theme that we haven't really talked about, which is, you know, how some of these vendors are going to coalesce around some standards and best practices to make things better and more secure for users and for companies.
Indeed. You're right. I mean, I think right now there are a lot of voices around all these topics, and there's no one very clear winner.
Yes.
And certainly with mobile device transition and to your point earlier about file formats and different cloud approaches, Amazon versus Google versus VMware versus Microsoft, everybody's got a kind of a different way of approaching simple storage. You're right. I mean, I think there is going to be sort of a reckoning in 2015 because we're now at the point where things are matured and we need to have real concrete discussions about how to approach some of these problems more universally rather than these point solutions that have kind of cropped up.
Yes. And just as a to get a little bit more insight from you, and something that I've talked about with some other folks who are contributors on the site, social and collaboration. A lot of people see these as kind of continuing to gain traction next year, or just kind of consolidating their influence. Where do you see these trends headed next year?
It's an interesting question. I think everyone has been waiting for social to really gain a significant foothold in the enterprise. And I think what I've seen and what I've observed of my clients is not so much that social inside the enterprise has really come into its own. I think we're still waiting for that story to fully develop, but certainly externally it's true. But what it does bring up, again, back to the sort of file formats, this in effect is just another file format. It's another construct that we need to be aware of. And when we begin to talk about enterprise content, it needs to encompass this discussion, this social interaction that manifests itself as tweets or status updates or discussions that surround documents that may happen to be in the enterprise. But it's also that same discussion and that content that gets created kind of more in the public sphere or between trusted partners. And what I don't think I've seen from vendors is a somewhat more unified approach as to how we're going to maintain, preserve, manage, recognize that that is a valuable part of the enterprise content that these organizations must manage, and that there's a best practice or a unified approach or an agreement amongst vendors about how that actually is going to happen. And again, in terms of preservation, all the things we talked about, this is yet another dimension of that sort of same problem set.
Well, Sean, you've kind of shed light on a whole bunch of topics in a very short amount of time. So it's wonderful to have you here with us. I hope you'll come back.
Indeed. Appreciate the opportunity.
And for more on content management, you can always check out searchcontentmanagement.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.